You have one unheard message. First unheard message sent yesterday at 7:15 p.m.
Hey. Wow, I didn't think this number would still work. You know, I was just, cleaning through some old stuff and, your name popped up. It's strange how time does that. Buries things until you stumble right into them again. And suddenly it's like you're there all over again. Remember when we used to talk every day? Like every single day. We'd play games. Laugh about stupid things that didn't matter. And back then, it felt like the world would never move on from that moment. Like, it would always just be us. Now it's kind of weird. I mean, I could walk past you on the street and maybe not even recognize you. That thought kind of hits harder than I expected. Not in a regretful way, you know? I don't blame either of us. Life happens. People drift. Like waves that used to, you know, crash together and eventually find their own shores. Still, it's kind of weird. We always used to be together, and now it's like we'd never even met. I guess I just wanted to say that I still remember you. Not in a can't let go kind of way. More like when you hear a song you used to love. And for a second, the world stops. And you remember exactly where you were. Who you were when it played. I hope you're doing okay, wherever you are, whatever you've been chasing. I really do. I hope it's treating you kindly. And, you know, even if we don't talk anymore, even if it's been years, I'm still cheering you on, quietly, from whatever corner of life I ended up in. You know, because right now it's Taiwan, but maybe next year it'll be Vietnam or Korea. Or, you know, life is crazy. But I'm always on your side because, you know, that's what friends do. Right? Cheer each other on. Even when they fade from the picture. Time changed. We changed. And that's okay. But sometimes, you know, sometimes I pick up my phone, start typing your name, and then stop. Not because I don't want to talk, but because it feels like I shouldn't. Like, I'd be calling ghost of someone who isn't really there anymore. It's not pain. Not really. Just, the kind of ache you get when you realize something once close to you isn't anymore. Still, if you ever do hear this, I just want you to know that I'm proud of you. Okay? For growing, for living, for being whoever you turned out to be. I guess that's all I wanted to say.